Okay, what is up, guys? Welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast. We talk all things marketing, business, and personal development. Now, we've been doing a lot more personal development segments and stuff like that. And so this episode, we're going to talk about how we can basically turn your fears into a marketing funnel, which sounds crazy, right? But here's the thing is that most entrepreneurs don't actually struggle with the ability to make content or to market. They struggle with putting themselves out there. They actually struggle with, you know, putting themselves out front because of either a fear of judgment or fear of this or fear of that. They're going to do something wrong. But really is this, you know, we're going to take a deep dive into like limiting beliefs and effective marketing efforts, you know, basically a whole mindset shift, because I think that's ultimately what matters, is that if you can change your mindset, if you can change who you are perceiving yourself to be, then things can switch. Okay. So, number one, why mindset matters more than the algorithm. So really the consistency of you putting yourself out there and adapting to what works is going to be way better than trying to hit the algorithm perfectly, like posting at the perfect time or posting the perfect type of video to make it go viral. The thing about hitting the algorithm perfectly is I don't know how that's even possible, because we're not even in charge of the algorithm. Like you can't know what they've changed on the back end that day or that week or that month or whatever. So mostly what you need to do is just post consistently and then see what works and then duplicate that. And I mean, most of the time you can get tactical and stuff, but that's really not, that only matters so much if you're only posting like once every week. And you should be posting 4 to 5 times a week, you're going to get better results posting 4 to 5 times a week, because guess what? You're going to be doing it more. You're going to be getting better. I don't know if you guys ever heard the scenario of the professor that had half the class. He told them to take 100 photos. Okay. Just take 100 photos. Doesn't matter how good they are. Doesn't matter how bad they are. Just do the task of taking the photo. And then he told the other half of the class to take one really good photo, like the best photo they've ever seen. And then come to the end of the semester, the class that had taken the 100 photos had way better photos than the side of the class that only had to take one photo and had to provide the one photo. So the reason they had better photos is because they did it more. It's not about having this perfect thing come out every time. That's impossible, because you don't even know what perfect is regarding to your audience or to your industry or to who you're trying to sell to until you experiment and try stuff. So put yourself out there. So a lot of limiting beliefs, I wrote some of these down that I've heard. I'm not going to cut that out. It doesn't really matter. I mispronounced a word. It happens, right? But anyways, common limiting beliefs that I hear is I'm not expert enough to share this, okay? And let me tell you, I have had this thought so many times. Like, I didn't go to school for marketing. I didn't do this or that or whatever, but I'm sharing on it because I know some things that someone may not know, and it's helped people. And if it helps one person, then it's worth it. Like, that's how I think, right? I don't need to grow a following of a bazillion people for me to feel like I'm an expert or that I'm good enough to share something. You're good enough to share something if you know more than other people, which you usually know a lot more than other people than you realize. Like, there's a lot of things that we do that are so secondhand. It's like secondhand nature to us. Like, it's like flipping on a light switch when you walk into a room. Like, you don't even think about it. You just do it. There are so many things that we do as a person that seems normal to us, but it's not normal to other people. Okay. Number two, people will judge me if I promote myself. And guess what? That's freaking true. People are going to judge. Let them judge. Who cares? They're going to think about you for 4 seconds when they see your video, or your photo, and then they're not going to think about you ever again, because people are selfish. They're going to be thinking about themselves. So post it anyway. Who cares? And the one thing that I love Alex Hormozi, what he says is, you're going to die and they're going to die. And people are probably going to forget that you ever existed at some point. So do the thing that you want to do, because it doesn't really matter. Hope that helps. Anyways, it's not perfect. I shouldn't put it out there. Well, I've kind of already touched on that. You're never going to have a perfect video. It's impossible. Marketing feels manipulative. Now, this is a tough one, because I think there have been a lot of shysters, right, in the industry, and they're trying to get you to buy something that you don't need or you don't really want, but you felt like you needed to, whatever. If you are coming from a place with you and your business, whatever you're selling, marketing, whatever, from, it'd be like, hey, I want to help. Like, I want this product to help you. I want this product to serve you. I want, so like us at Growing Media here, we want our marketing assistance, our videos, our photos, websites, literally everything that we do, digital marketing, we want it to help you make more money and have more impact. Those are like our goals. Like, whenever we're sitting down with a client, how can we make you more money? Because that's our goal, is we just want to help you grow. Okay. And so if you're coming from a place of like, this, you know, this is going to help you, what I can do for you is going to help you, or it's going to get you this goal, or it's going to provide this thing so that you can do this faster, or it's going to provide this sort of luxury. If you think about it in that way, you're not manipulating anybody into anything. You're showing them a way that you can help them and that you can make the world a better place. Now, are there industries where there people are not making a world a better place? 100%. But here's the thing is, if you're running a business that helps people in any sort of way, whether it's landscaping or it's, I don't know, just some sort of entertainment on TikTok or something, or whatever it is, you're helping. You're actually making their lives easier or better or more fun. So stop hiding it. You know what I mean? And then last but not least is, nobody wants to hear my story. That is just not true. People love stories. People love to hear a story. I'll just share one really, really quickly, just to prove an example. So, God told me to start my YouTube channel for audio production in 2019. Okay. Guess when I freaking started it? 2024, late 2024. It wasn't even early. And literally the response that I've gotten from people and the emails that I receive and all this stuff is like, I should have done this years ago, because I'm helping so many people that needed this. And it was funny, because I was one of those people that needed it. And so if there's something out there, you're like, man, I wish I really could have used that whenever I was, you know, getting into the position that I'm in. That's what you should freaking talk about. That's what you should share about, is, hey, I was in this position and now I've changed, and now I can share how I got there. And people are going to eat that up, because there are so many more people like you in your similar position than you think. I promise. Okay. And then now we're going to talk about how these beliefs actually show up in your marketing behavior. So first things first is procrastinating on content. You just kind of avoid creating content and kind of avoid posting, and you're just like, I'll figure it out. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it whenever I find time. And you won't, because you're scared. That's it. Like, it's just because you're scared and you want to be perfect or whatever, or you don't think it's good enough, whatever. But here's the thing. If you don't put yourself out there, you can't help people. And if you can't help people, or if you're not going to help people, then what are you doing? It's a valid question, right? And then, like, constantly re-editing posts or emails or videos or something, like, once it's out, just leave it out and do better on the next piece of content. Or even if you had a product where you're like, man, I could have done better, do it better next time. Don't worry about that. Don't keep going backwards. Just do it better next time. Move on. Playing small. So I think there's a lot of times where people don't want to get vulnerable. Another story that I can tell is that on my YouTube channel, Teaching People How to produce audio stuff, like audio production, I actually said in the video, this is something that I struggle with up until like 6 months ago. And someone in the comments was like, I am so glad that you said this because it just made you a person, right? Like, I think there's a lot of times we're watching someone on, like you're watching a YouTube video right now, and you're like, man, this person's so pro. They're so good at what they do. They're unbelievably perfect. And that's just not true. Like the amount of videos that I've tried to record and had to stop recording because it was terrible, or the amount of times that like I've stumbled over my words, or the amount of times that I said something wrong and it was just bad. It, we're all people. Like we all had to grow. Like we all started at zero. So it's maybe you started at a different time. That's the only difference. And then this last one is underpricing services. So if you don't feel confident enough, you're going to underprice yourself, and then you're going to do all this work and then not have enough money for the bills or what you want in your life. And you're going to feel bad. And then you're going to get in this circle, just going to go around and around because you keep underpricing yourself. And then you feel bad about it. And then you underprice yourself again because you feel bad about it. And it's just perpetuation of this imposter syndrome that you have. And it only changes whenever you change the value that you see in yourself. So remember that one. All right. And so now we're going to talk about how you can kind of turn the fear into a funnel. And I have this written down because otherwise I wouldn't be able to memorize it. I mean, I could. See, this is where I'm very human right now. Like I could have memorized this, but I'm not. Anyways. So there's like five kind of steps to this. So number one is you're going to reframe the issue. So like, so let's say, well, I'm not expert enough to talk about something, right? Which is how I feel. Like sometimes I feel like that during a video. I feel like I'm like, well, I'm not good enough to talk about that. And so you have to reframe that and says, you know, my unique journey is what connects me to my audience, which is so true, because there are some people who are so wildly successful and they teach and they do all this stuff and I don't want to watch them. There's something about them I don't want to watch, but there are other people that I can't get enough of, that I'm like locked in. They are the person that I trust to, everything that they say is like right, just because I'm connecting with them. Like there's a special connection. And so you're just, people are going to connect to you. Some people won't, some people will, and that's okay. Okay. So you have a unique journey that people need to hear about. That's, there are people that can just relate to you, and you have to put yourself out there. So next thing is to feel the fear and post it anyway. So this is what real courage is like. Thinking about being courageous is not being courageous. Like actually being fearful and still doing the thing is courage. So, just do the thing anyway. Freak out if you have to, like have a full blown come apart after you post it and log out of your Instagram and don't look at it until the next day. If you have to, whatever you need to do, just post it anyway. Another thing is micro wins. So every time you have a small win, so like for me is like, if it, like my subscriber count or whatever, once it hits that next 100 mark, I think right now I'm at like 3,800. So once it goes to 3,900, I am freaking stoked about that. Like I have like a little mini celebration, like where I jump up and down, because it's just surreal to me that it's even, that that's even happening. So have micro wins because it makes it fun along the way. Like if you have this huge milestone of whatever, make sure you celebrate in between too, because that's how it works. It's all just you're just climbing a mountain, right? And it's one step at a time. And this is a good one. So I'm a huge fan of journaling. I haven't been as disciplined with it lately as I have been in the past, but some journaling prompts that I like to ask myself is what would I say if I wasn't afraid? Like if I'm posting a piece of content and I'm, you know, what if I was like this guy full of confidence and full of gusto and whatever, like, and I was so sure about what I was talking about, how would I say it and what would I say? And sometimes you just kind of switch into that person and you kind of forget about what people think. And And then this is a good one. This is a good one. What does my ideal client need to hear from me and not what I feel safe saying? So like, what do they, there are times where you probably need to have a difficult conversation either with a client or on social media, because often we like to avoid those things. And there are so many things that need to be said, but you're too afraid to say them because of the judgment that your client will have or the person behind YouTube screen will have, which is hilarious now that I'm saying it out loud. But anyways, yeah, just sit down and ask yourself, what are you actually afraid of? And is it worth being afraid of for not pursuing your dreams and helping people? And that's up to you. All right, so I'm just going to give you like four really cool tips, just to kind of help you and to kind of, I don't know, just to where you can kind of move forward, right? Like taking some small steps forward. So here's some practical tools, and I think one in the podcast here, but one thing that I really like to do, if you're into journaling, create like a little 5-minute like vision journal prompt for yourself before you start shooting a video, and just envision yourself doing like phenomenal, like killing it, engaging, fun, all of it. Or if you're like me, like I like to sit with the Lord and just sit in prayer for a couple of minutes and just be like, Lord, guide me, you know, show me where to go. Tell me who I need to be in this moment for the people that are going to see this video. And you can ask yourself, you know, if you're not a Christian, totally fine. Ask the universe, whatever you believe in, and just ask for guidance so you can move forward and serve. Okay. Second thing is set a low bar weekly marketing goal. So a lot of people are like gung ho, you know, post once a day or three times a day or whatever. I don't know whatever the goal is like that you think you need to do because you heard someone did really good because they did this. Stop. Like, worry about posting once a week or sending a marketing email once a week. One thing I do for my YouTube channel is I post one YouTube video a week. That's my minimum. Like, and sometimes that's all I do. And guess what? It keeps moving the bar forward. I get subscribers. I get people engaging. I get people going into my email list. You just need to move the ball forward. It doesn't, but you have to be consistent. Like, you can't miss that lowest. But so set a very low bar of what you have to do every week and meet that bar no matter what, but exceed it if you can. Start reading. Start reading some personal development books of your choosing. I love like Atomic Habits or Deep Work. Any book that you think will help you push the ball forward to give you confidence to kind of push yourself into that uncomfortable zone. Read and develop. And then one thing that I like to do is sometimes there are some things I want to say in a video or to someone in like a tough conversation. I will actually just say it into a voice memo, into my phone, and speak as truthful as possible, even brutal. And maybe I'm sometimes like cussing at the person in my voice memo, which I won't do that in person, but just get it all out, you know, get it all out. And then you can either go and edit it or whatever, and you can listen back to it and be like, okay, this is how I feel, but how can I say it better? You know, don't be afraid to audit yourself, because that's one of the best ways you can get better is actually rewatching some of your work, as painful as it can be, which I don't love rewatching my work, but it's a part of the process if you want to get better. So I hope all of those tips helped. Hope you guys can turn your fear into a marketing funnel and that you can get more business and that you can help more people, because that's what we care about here at MGM Marketabilities and at Growing Media. And if you guys want some help being consistent with your marketing, go to growingmediamarketing.com. Let us help you. We would love to actually help, you know, come alongside, help you make content, help you create, help you produce, help you post, help you be consistent, help you get more customers and more value, everything. Just reach out to us. We would love to work with you. And we'll see you on the next podcast. Bye.